This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says he will withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th because the country cannot justify staying there two decades after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Standing in the same spot where George W. Bush announced the start of the war in October 2001,
it's time to end the forever war.
The president announcing all 2,500 U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the attacks that sent American forces there, 10 years after Osama bin Laden's death.
Our reasons for remaining in Afghanistan have become increasingly unclear, even as the terrorist threat that we went to fight evolved.
The president says the U.S. must fight the battles of the next 20 years, not the last 20. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis, a defense expert blamed George Floyd's death last May on heart trouble. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Prosecution experts testified George Floyd died from a lack of oxygen after being pinned down. Forensic pathologist Dr. David Fowler testified.
Mr. Floyd had a sudden cardiac arrhythmia.
As a result of his heart disease, Fowler listed other factors.
Fentanyl and methamphetamine. There is exposure to a vehicle exhaust.
Potentially carbon monoxide poisoning. The medical examiner ruled George Floyd's death was a homicide. Fowler said there were too many conflicting factors.
I would fall back to undetermined.
Tape from court TV. Prosecutors say Floyd died because Derek Chauvin's knee was pressed against Floyd's neck or neck